Cottage Girl, Charlotte Van Horn, with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, baby. And I just wanted to hop on here right quick, you know, just kind of keep it light and chat with you for a minute. You know, what I want to talk to you about today is the hookup. And what I'm really trying to figure out and get us to think about is the hookup holding us back? And when you look up hookup on the Urban Dictionary, it says exactly what the hookup is. You know, the hookup is, let's see, how do they put it? They says it's a way to get something you want either through someone or something. And I think we all know what this means in our community. Okay, so then I looked up in the American Dictionary, and all they're talking about is the hookup, in the sense that the hookup of, you know, people getting together and everything like that. So it kind of talks more about dating or something like dating. And I started to wonder, was the hookup something that is exclusive to the Black community? Almost like, you know, the word trifling, which anybody in the Black community knows what that means, you know, or does it mean trifling? Does it mean what's the other thing I was thinking of? Oh, good money. You know, we all know what good money is, right? So anyway, in the Black community, I started thinking about when I discovered that the hookup wasn't all that it was cracked up to be, okay? And I think about cars in the hookup, because back in the day, I used to drive a Volkswagen Beetle. And the Volkswagen Beetle was good to go. I mean, I liked it. It was small. It was cute. It was great on gas, like damn near free to drive around. And I loved it. And it was fun to drive. I had to have a stick back in the days. Would never have one now. I forget the shift. But with this Volkswagen, I mean, it was good to go regarding, like, you know, how cheap it was to drive around and stuff. But when it came to fixing it, I don't know. It just seemed like I ain't never have enough money. So, you know, I went for the hookup. And I'm telling you, I have watched people so-called fix my car, give them the little bit of money that I did have. You know, I remember this guy, you know, my sister said, oh, he can fix your car. He fixed cars. Man, he was like an angel dust addict. And I actually let him fix my car. So you know how that ended up, okay? And I think he messed up my car so bad that I just had to get rid of it. And then I had another car, got a Saab. And what I learned from that Saab was that just because you can afford to buy a car, don't mean you can afford to keep a car. And I just didn't have that money to give to that Saab man. So I went for the hookup. And when I tell you, no man ever broke my heart like that Saab did, you know, and that's when I started to learn that. And when everything went wrong with the car, you know, that's when I started to learn that I had no recourse, you know, because I had went through the hookup. Ain't no nothing about fixing no daggone sob. So those are my experiences with the hookup. And I think that's when I started to recognize that the hookup had consequences and repercussions. And I'm really just going to suggest today that we start removing the hookup from our conversation. You know, just let it not be a part of our vocabulary anymore. And it's like, where did it come from? Did it come from the fact that, you know, we have come from a place of lack, you know, so many of us, where we just didn't have enough to do stuff exactly the right way? You know what I mean? And so did it come from that? Did it come from, you know, well, you know, I ain't got it, girl, and we're just expecting that? And then why do we expect it from each other? You know, why do we expect others that look like us to give us the hookup? You know, so instead of you coming in, you're like, well, girl, I like that and everything. I like what you're doing. I like what you're selling and whatnot. But, you know, can I get a hookup? No, you can't get a hookup, because I'm in business to make a profit like everybody else. And if somebody is doing good business, why are you asking for a hookup? You know, why are you asking for a hookup? Why are you asking me to promote you and you're not promoting yourself? You know, people ask me, you know, can you, you know, give me a social media blast and put me out there? And then I look to see you're not even doing it for yourself. And the other thing that I look for, they want me to hook them up. They don't know whether people pay me to as an influencer or not, but they would never even suggest to offer any support of any kind, you know, as far as payment for the support and the hookup. And so I just don't get it. So I have a couple of other thoughts about the hookup, and I'm going to promise you it's going to be a short podcast, but it's just some stuff that I think that we need to discuss, and that moving forward from the place that we are, that we really need to consider getting hookup out of our vocabulary. So I'm going to take a quick break, give y'all a minute to relax your mind for a second, and then I will be right back with more of my thoughts on the hookup. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural here in business. I'll be right back. Just messing with y'all today. Locks Forever has invented an all-natural product, No More Tenderheads, that has been shown to provide relief during styling and manipulation of natural hair. Our formula focuses on the scalp, not the hair, and our clients, stylists, and moms all over the country love it. Check out our No More Tenderheads Facebook page for more information, reviews, and videos. You can also find us on YouTube at Locks Forever or give us a call at 540-446-5107.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
Hey, everybody, this is Charlotte Van Horn, and we are back with more of Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And today we're talking about the hookup. Is the hookup holding you back? And so I guess, you know, you're probably saying at this point, well, Charlotte, I mean, I get it, but your podcast is called Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. What this got to do with business? Well, what it has to do with business is, what does it cost you? What does the hookup cost you in your business? For example, you're in business, especially if you have a commercial location, you are expected to adhere to certain state and local government official regulations, okay? And somebody from the county or a state can come by at any time to check you out. So, but the stuff that you have to get done, you want to go with the hookup. You want to go with the hookup because your auntie's friend, Ray, been doing this forever. He been working for that county. He know how to do it. So Ray comes in, he fixes whatever. And then when the county comes in, they say, well, this is not right. And we're going to need you to tear it down and start over. And where did you get we don't see a permit on file for this work. Did you do this work? Who did this work? What you going to say? My auntie's friend, Mr. Ray? you know, did this work, Mr. Ray gonna be nowhere to be found. And Mr. Ray gonna be like, I didn't do that. By the time the county come and ask him about doing some work that needed to be permitted by the county, you know, and when you go the right route, instead of that being the scenario, if you went the right route, you know, you could be able to say, well, I got this done by company ABC, their technician, Mr. Whoever came out and did it. Here is my receipt. And then you have recourse. You have recourse. But the hookup doesn't come with the recourse, because a lot of times hookup don't come with the receipt. So that right there, that hookup could conceivably cost you your business. You know, if it's something egregious, they might shut you down on the spot until you get it corrected. So now you got to spend money on the legitimate route anyway, right? So that is one way that it can cost you in business. Tax preparation. Sometimes we don't want to pay taxes. I get it, you know, but the way to not pay taxes is not to lie about your income, y'all. I'm sorry. It's just, I mean, nobody really likes paying taxes, but at the end of the day, it just doesn't help you to try to lie about your income with your business. And, you know, because at the end of the day, when you decide you want to sell it, when you decide you want to grow your business, when you decide that you need some financing for your business, people are going to want to see financial statements. And if all your financial statements say is loser, then it's not going to be beneficial to you at that point. That's when the hookup has consequences and repercussions. You know, if you're getting somebody who is going to try to hook your taxes up by putting all kind of foolishness on there so that you don't have to pay or that you get a refund, but the hookup don't sign taxes on a lot of days, okay? So you're going to end up signing those taxes. You're responsible for that. And there's no recourse. Again, there is no recourse with the hookup. And I do believe that even when you do hire professionals to do your taxes, that you have a certain amount of responsibility towards what's in them anyway. So that is another way that it can affect the hookup can adversely affect your business. And I have one more way that I'm going to talk about with regard to how the hookup might be holding you back in business. And I'm going to save that for our next break. And I know y'all want to hear it. I know it's like a train wreck, but you can't look away. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I'm going to take a break and come back with the conclusion and get off y'all nerves today. Okay. All right. I'll be right back, y'all.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
And we are back. I told y'all, I'm just messing with y'all today, but really, for real, I do want us to take this serious. And I'm going to give you one more way that the hookup might be holding you back in business or might end up costing you more than you're really willing to pay. And that is with merchandise. Merchandise. My mother used to call it hot. They got something hot. And hot basically meant you didn't get it directly from the stove. You got it from somebody that got it from somebody else that may have gotten it from the store at a highly discounted rate, okay? Problem is, you cannot get a receipt for that merchandise because, again, a lot of time, hookup don't come with receipt. And so you're investing in your business. You are investing in merchandise and equipment that you cannot file on your taxes because you don't have anything to back up saying that you purchased it. Because like I said, it's not going to come with the receipt. So again, you're just losing money by going with the hookup. And, you know, I would just really like to see us as we're moving forward to start taking the hookup out of our vocabulary, to stop expecting people that look like you to give you discounts for no apparent damn reason. Okay, why? And then the other thing that we do is sometimes, why do we act like we're giving our clients the hookup? You know, as if we're doing our clients a favor? I'm telling you, some of us coming out of that COVID pause and going back to business are recognizing that our clients are recognizing that we're not honoring them. Okay. And if you weren't in touch with your clients during that COVID pause, you know, when especially with the salons and your shops was closed, some of your clients is feeling some kind of way about it. And guess what? Some of your clients is calling me and other consultants and beauty salons because they are feeling some kind of way about it. When it comes to my clients, look, my clients support me every day by coming to my business, and I don't take it as a small thing. My clients basically, you know, my clients basically pay my bills. I'm in this full time, and they are my main source of income, right? So why would we treat them just any kind of way and act like we're doing them a favor to take their money? I don't get that. And when my clients are doing something, I don't care if they're selling Girl Scout cookies, which anybody that see me know I don't need no Girl Scout cookies. I don't care if they're selling Girl Scout cookies. I don't care if they're selling something that I will never wear or use. If it's reasonable, I will buy it from them because I want them to know, yes, I got your back too. You're supporting my business and I'm supporting you. And because of that, and then if you feel like, you know, if you really get the feeling like they are the important individuals that they really are, I think that hookup just leaves everybody's vocabulary and they know that they get the best from you and you get the best from them. And it's a mutual relationship. So I don't know. That's just what I was thinking. That's just what was on my mind, y'all. And as I'm thinking about the hookup and I think about the hookup, I think about doing stuff under the table and just some of the mistakes that we make in business. And then I think about this COVID and how I learned that like 40% of African-American businesses went under, y'all, already since April. And that is horrifying. And that is very, very heartbreaking. So I think that some of us probably went under because we weren't even in the position to ask for assistance because, I mean, not to say that some of us may have asked for it and not gotten it for whatever reasons, and that some of us didn't have some of the things that we needed in place because we are discriminated against a lot. But if you take that and you couple it with trying to do business under the table and trying to do business with a hookup mentality, we were not in the position to be able to take advantage of, you know, the relief funds that the Small Business Administration put out there anyway. And I'm hoping that those of us who may have lost businesses, that we not be discouraged to the point where we don't try to rebuild those businesses and perhaps have them on a more solid ground. I'm praying for each and every individual that has lost a business that God will show you even something new, maybe that you would take this opportunity to see what is the next thing. Just don't be discouraged and think that it's over, because we can rebuild and we can do better. And with that, I just want to say, be encouraged, support Black business. Don't come with the hookup mentality, and we can be great. Yes, we can. We are great. We are the originators of so much, and we just need to be reminded, and we just need to move forward in our greatness. So with that, I'm going to let y'all go and ask you to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Yeah, get at me, especially my YouTube channel. I'm trying to build that up. But also what I want is to thank my main man, Darryl Spears of Elite Conversations Life Talk Radio, for producing this podcast. And until I get with you again, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself. Peace, y'all. Have a good one.